Joe Rogan had Aaron Rodgers on his podcast recently, and they had a lot to say connecting aliens to demons and spiritual forces. At one point, they read a portion of the Bible to support this claim. They even had something very surprising to say about Jesus' second coming. The first reference they point to when talking about this phenomenon is what, in my opinion, is clearly evident that these things are interdimensional, coming in and out of our reality.
What they're talking about is not even necessarily something from another planet. Perhaps something from another planet, but maybe something. No, maybe something that's from another dimension. Maybe something that's hyper advanced that has the ability to access us and can come and go as it pleases, can go in and out.
So it's basically here all the time. We just can't see it because it's multi-dimensional.
Yes.
It's fifth dimension.
It's something.
When we look at the biblical account of angels, this is exactly how they operate. Beings that are here one moment and then gone the next. The angels going up and down the ladder that Jacob saw is one account, as well as an angel who brought Peter out of prison. After the angel broke off Peter's chains and got him past the guards, Acts 12:10 tells us this. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. This is exactly what we're seeing with these UFO and alien encounters. And since we know a group of angels rebelled with Lucifer and are kicked out of heaven, the fact that these beings are doing the exact same thing we hear angels doing draws an undeniable connection.
Because that's creepy. That is alien object to me. Because it did this whole, like, praise the Lord hands.
You made an angel.
Even Lucifer or Satan tells God that this is what he does. He goes back and forth on the earth. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it." At this point in the conversation, they bring up Ezekiel's vision and try to link it to a UFO encounter.
That's not the words. Like the you know, they talk about some of the stories in the ancient texts and the Bible. They you know, they don't have the words to explain like what a spaceship is. It's like, no, it's like a chariot in the sky.
Ezekiel.
Yeah.
When you pull up the description that Ezekiel had of the wheel within a wheel, my God, it sounds like a UFO.
They go on to read the passage about Ezekiel's vision, and then they come to the conclusion that this was a UFO encounter.
That sounds like...
That's a UFO.
Yeah, it sounds like a UFO.
UAP.
That sounds like some insane vision that's beyond comprehension that happens to people that live in a prehistoric civilization. That's probably how you would describe it.
I want to summarize Ezekiel's vision and see if you think it sounds anything like what we know of UFOs or all the thousands of videos that we have seen of UFOs. From the distance, Ezekiel saw a great storm cloud with flashing and lightning and fire inside of it. He sees something like glowing metal in the midst of the fire. As the cloud approaches him, he sees what's inside, living beings that are identified as cherubim or angels. They have human form with bronze legs and hoofed feet. They also each have four wings. Each cherub has four faces, the face of a bull, a lion, an eagle, and a man. Beside each of these living creatures is a wheel inside of a wheel. Each of these wheels was covered in eyes. And above all of this was someone enthroned with the appearance of a man, but glistening with light and different amazing colors. Clearly now what we know to be Jesus. This is not how a person would describe a spacecraft in any way. Think of the thousands of UFO videos we've seen at this point. None of these have any connection to floating beings with eyes, wheels upon wheels with fire and wings, actual living entities floating around with the faces of bulls and lions and different animals. The UFO documentation that we have resembles something of a spacecraft, lights in the sky, or the United States Navy fighter pilot accounts of gel spheres with cubes inside of it. What Ezekiel saw is exactly what the book of Ezekiel explains. Four living creatures, angels, cherubim, surrounding Jesus in a glory cloud, an angelic, heavenly vision that Ezekiel was allowed to see. There were a lot of supernatural encounters going on with the Jewish people at this time in history, clouds by day guiding them, pillars of fire by night, the glory cloud of God encountering them, angel encounters fighting their enemies or fighting them when they rebelled. These were supernatural encounters. Nothing of this is tied to UFOs or spacecraft or anything like that. It makes no sense. It's probably why God used so much detail, especially in Ezekiel's vision, so there'd be no mistaking this for anything else than angelic heavenly encounters of the supernatural. Joe then brings up another point about Moses' encounter with God and Hindu spiritual encounters and tries to link these things to the UFOs we're seeing today.
I mean, this is what Moses essentially experienced, supposedly, right? When he came back with his Ten Commandments. And the Vimanas, the ancient Hindu texts that talk about them.
There's and the hieroglyphs, too.
Yeah.
It's no coincidence that every time UFOs or aliens are brought up, that somehow people are linking them to religion. It's clearly a spiritual phenomenon. They even go on here to talk about this and how many people believe these things have always been here.
Well, this is what some of these people think, is that these things have always been here and they are a part of our history. And that this idea that they're coming here on these metal crafts from another planet is not necessarily the whole picture.
Joe goes on to say that he'd like to talk to Tucker Carlson about this because he says that he's made different connections with the people that he's talked to, and they've described to him that there's a darker phenomenon going on here and it has spiritual implications.
He thinks it's always been here and that it's a part of existence and that this is a part of these biblical stories of angels and devils, and that's what they're really talking about. They're talking about these interdimensional beings.
Here's a clip of Tucker from the YouTube channel Redacted mentioning this exact thing.
The second thing that bothers me is the UFO story. And, the more you dig into that and talk to people with actual knowledge of it, again, that's another story where there are some, fanciful ideas floating around that are just, there's no evidence that they're true. But if you talk to people who, have actual knowledge of it that they gathered themselves, there are parts of that story that I do not understand at all that are really, really, really dark. It's so dark that I, haven't told my wife about it. I mean, I haven't verified any of this, but this is not just stuff that I read on the internet. I know you all are very, very, very grounded in that story, so I think I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But there's some stuff there that's just like, man, I'm not even sure what that means. There's a spiritual component there that I don't fully understand. So yes, that story bothers me.
Joe mentions an old claim here from Bob Lazar that has some very important details that we need to look into.
And the darkest theory is one that Lazar talked about. He said something that they talked to him about when he was working on these back engineered crafts. Is that what they use us as is vessels for, that we are souls. We hold souls, and that this is essentially a farm, and this is how they develop souls through us.
Here's the old clip from Bob Lazar that Joe's mentioning here.
Yeah, the only hardcore thing is that there is an extremely classified document dealing with religion, and it's about that thick.
And that they had something to do with different prophets and biblical figures.
Yes. Well, supposedly Jesus and two other beings were genetically engineered. They were implanted in people on Earth in biblical times, and their births were closely monitored.
Now, why would the government have a thick, classified, top-secret document claiming Jesus and other prophets were extraterrestrials? Any Christian who has a relationship with Jesus knows that this is absolutely false. Bob also said in many of his interviews that he wasn't allowed to talk with other people, even on his own team, about what they were working on because the secrecy was so high. So why in the world would they show him a document of religions and prophets being extraterrestrials? This would be the most top secret document probably in the history of the world. Be very careful of the people you give credit to. And don't forget that any plant that's put forth will meet all the characteristics of a whistleblower that the public would want to meet. The type of history that Bob Lazar has, with deleted names and past jobs, is exactly what they would do to give his character credit if he was a plant. Always be wary when looking into these things and pray for the Holy Spirit to give you discernment. Joe and Aaron start talking about how when people take the psychedelic drug DMT, they often have shared hallucinations and even encounter spiritual beings. This is almost always referred to as a spiritual experience, and it's just interesting they go on to tie the spiritual experience to this phenomenon, to UFOs, and to aliens.
So what is that? Do we just dismiss that as hallucination?
I think we legalize it and promote it and encourage people to do it.
And then the aliens come. and then we realize they've been here all along. I think they've probably been here all along. I think they're probably here right now. They're just not here here. Just not here here.
Yeah.
But they're part of this.
Yeah, I agree.
We just have a very limited ability to see.
Do you think they're benevolent?
Probably not.
You have to ask yourself, why does this UFO and alien question always come back to spirituality? Why are people always pointing to the Bible, like in Ezekiel, to find UFOs and the answer to this question? It's because this is a spiritual phenomenon and connected most likely to the fallen angels coming in and out of our reality and to demonic encounters. At the end there, you heard Aaron ask Joe, do you think these things are benevolent? In which he said, no, I don't think so. This is a real danger. If entities make contact with humankind, and we know the book of Revelation tells us there's a lot of evil beings coming upon the earth in the last days, when this happens, people will be led astray by this. And these evil beings in Revelation may just disguise themselves as aliens in one way or another. And yes, they will be benevolent. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. What is this strong delusion people will believe? Whatever it is, we know it will be connected to power, signs, and lying wonders. The next thing Joe and Aaron talk about was a very pleasant surprise. They actually talk about Jesus' second coming and say that they want it to happen.
Yeah, it's a f***ed up world we live in. We need Jesus. I think for real. Like, if he came back now, it'd be great. Like, Jesus, if you're thinking about coming back.
Right now?
Now's a good time.
Yeah, pretty soon, yeah.
Now's a good time.
Joe is sadly still lost in regard to accepting Jesus as Lord. His curiosity is still trying to link these things to a phenomenon which the Bible alludes to, but doesn't have ultimate truth on.
Well, there's a lot of people that think that might be coming.
Well, it might be.
Mark of the Beast.
That might be the aliens. I mean, that might be what all this stuff is. It might be we reach a certain point where we're so unmanageable and so chaotic that something comes down and gives us a guideline.
There is a glimmer of hope here. Joe is talking way more friendly in regards to Jesus Christ, as well as having faith in God.
As time rolls on, people are going to understand the need to have some sort of divine structure to things, some sort of belief in the sanctity of love and of truth. And a lot of that comes from religion.
But my prayer is that Joe Rogan will continue to seek Jesus and the Bible wholeheartedly and will accept him as Lord. I don't want him to be a fulfillment of this verse told to us in 2 Timothy 3:7. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
But if there is the Christianity part and Jesus wants to come back and save everything,
it'd be good right around now.
Yeah.
Like, don't wait till the election.
Yeah.
Don't wait until China invades Taiwan.
When Jesus comes back to save, he's only going to be delivering those who have accepted him as Lord and believed in his truth written in the Bible. For everyone else, it will be what the Bible tells us is the great and terrible day of the Lord. Everyone who has rejected Jesus, he will reject as well. This is my prayer for Joe Rogan, Aaron Rodgers, and anybody watching this video, that if you haven't wholeheartedly looked into Jesus, believed in Jesus, and read the Word of God, that you would go do it right now. Because if you do, the Bible tells us that you will encounter God and you will come to know it's the absolute truth. I've personally experienced it. I know it's the truth. And I hope and pray you'll do it too, because it will change your life forever in this world. I guarantee it. And it will change, more importantly, your life for all of eternity. You will be with the Lord in heaven with God and the Holy Spirit, and it will be amazing. That's my prayer. That's my hope. I hope and pray you all are well. Thanks for watching, and God bless.